Now, I want you to notice what else he says here, verse 7. He says, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee into thine holy temple. Now, he says that he fainted in the fish. So that my position would be something like this. I think this would be a normal explanation. I think when this man was swallowed by that fish, he was frightened. And he began immediately to call out to God to deliver him. And then he found himself going down the esophagus of that fish, and he drops kaplunk in the tummy of the fish. And if there's one of these that had four tummies, I don't know which one he dropped into, but he dropped into one. And he lived for several minutes there. And he said that his soul fainted within him. And you can well understand that. It must have been at least 5 minutes before he lapsed into unconsciousness. And before he did, he said, I remembered the Lord. This is when he prayed his prayer. Don't try to tell me that he prayed his prayer on the third day after he'd spent 3 days in there under conviction and soul searching. His soul got wet, he says, and that now his soul fainted within him. That means that he lost consciousness inside of the fish. So he had to pray this prayer. And he says, my prayer came in unto thee, unto thine holy temple. He says, before I lapsed into unconsciousness, that was the next step, and then death came to him. Then this man had already prayed his prayer. Now, he makes this observation here, and it's one of the many maxims that you find in the Word of God. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. I have tried to get a good explanation of that verse, and so far, here's another verse that I'm unable to get a satisfactory explanation, so I have to give you mine, and I think you'll probably find it very unsatisfactory. I think this is another one of the great principles. Vanities is emptiness. To observe that which is empty, that which is vain, that which is just a dream that's not going to come to pass, and then a lying emptiness. They forsake the only mercy they can receive. Now, this man Jonah said, at this time, I called out to the living and true God. I no longer was playing the pouting prophet, rushing off to Tarshish, because I don't like Ninevites. Because I actually hate Ninevites and I don't want them saved. And so I'm rushing off in the opposite direction. He says, now I'm dealing with reality. I'm getting right down to the nitty-gritty. And friends, there was a whole lot of nitty-gritty inside that fish. And this man says, I'm getting right down to business with God. And I appeal to him, to his mercy. And I found out he was merciful to me. And he cried out to God.